Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Meh Meh Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody, and welcome in to a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and welcome back to the party. You know, this bi-weekly thing I do where I just talk about music I love, music I play, music I'm discovering. It's part of the show, but I thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am your host. My name is Josh, and on today's program, we're taking a look back at an album that's near and dear to my heart, man. We have this show on our network called Core Memory Unlocked. It's a great show. Over there, they talk about a lot of movies of yesteryear, maybe some movies that you hold near and dear to your heart, maybe some movies that you forgot about that you just like to be reminded of certain scenes and stuff like that. So they have that type of show, and it's an awesome show. You need to go check that out. But so there's been many, you know, offshoots. There's been some additions. There was a horror edition recently. You need to check that out. But as for this show, the Metal Groove Podcast, I've done a music edition of Core Memory Unlocked, where we talked about POD's Satellite and how awesome of an album that was. So if you want to check that out after listening to this one, would not mind that. I'd greatly appreciate it, actually. So we're going to be doing another edition of that today. So Core Memory Unlocked Music Edition is what is on tap for this week's show. But hey, speaking of Thrill Me Podcast Network, while you're here, please give us a like and a follow and a share. Be a friend, tell a friend. We greatly appreciate anyone that tunes in, no matter where you're listening, you know, Google Pods, Apple iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you're checking us out, man, we greatly appreciate it. But if you could also give us some stars, give us some reviews and some ratings, those type of things go a really long way in helping us stay competitive and relevant against other shows out there. Because as we know, there's a ton of shows out there and we're just trying to grow, man. So any help is greatly appreciated. We have a Facebook, an Instagram, a T Public store. Just throw Thrill Me Podcast Network into your Google machine and you can connect with us on all levels. I mean, we really try to cover all things pop culture and put our fresh, goofy interpretations of each one of those subjects. You know, no matter if it's movies, if it's music, if it's just life in general or theme parks, we just kind of put our little spin on everything. And we have a lot of great shows, man. And I'm not just saying that. We really do have some great shows led by some great people, man. So thank you guys so much for the support and the continued support. And please continue to help us out and help us grow. All right. So diving back into this week's topic, the last couple of shows, you know, I've had the pleasure of being joined by drummers of some great bands, you know, some heavy power metal type bands. And then we even talked about the band Sleep Token in there, you know, mixed in between. But this week, we're going to be switching gears a little bit. We're going to be going with a little bit lighter side of the rock, a little bit lighter side of metal, you know. I looked up popular bands from this era that this band that we're going to be talking about, and that they didn't even make the list of those bands, you know. It's just, it, to me, it's like they're a big deal. To me, they're a big deal. But let me tell you this list of bands. Okay, so the 15 greatest, most famous rock bands of the 2000s, early 2000s, really. So, we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers, we have Linkin Park, Three Doors Down, Sum 41, Evanescence, Fall Out Boy, Maroon 5, U2, The Killers, which I forgot about those guys, All American Rejects, which are going to be coming to Universal, we just talked about that on our show, The Foo Fighters, Radiohead, Paramore, Green Day, Blink-182, The Strokes, and Good Charlotte. So whenever I seen that list of bands, I was right there was floored. I was like, how in the world are these guys not one of the most popular bands of the early 2000s? You definitely know the band because of their unforgettable name. You definitely know at least one of their songs because one of their songs was absolutely massive. But to me, I don't think they qualify as a one-hit wonder. A deep cut perhaps, if you will. I guess it could be considered a deep cut. But I wanted to make some comparisons to movie, just as it relates to what these guys mean to me. First, TV. A lot of people like The Office and they like Parks and Rec, and they get a lot of crap for it, but I've never seen either one of those shows, and they're very popular for a very good reason. You know, clips I've seen of these shows, hilarious. Great cast, hilarious shows. And they're awesome, man. But a show that's awesome to me, that's not as popular, maybe a gem, if you will, is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So that's kind of my go-to, maybe a guilty pleasure. On the movie side of it, you know, if I want to watch something that's going to be feel good, put me in a great mood, kind of not the popular choice by a lot of people, a cult classic, kind of like what I think this album is, it's a cult classic, I'm going to go with Super Troopers. Not the most popular of choices, but, you know, I turn it on pretty often and I enjoy it. This band and this album are like unsung, rarely mentioned heroes of the pop punk genre to me. I will listen to this album often, and then it'll make me just spawn off into their whole catalog. I mean, just on a whim, I'll be like, oh yeah, that song, that album, I'm going to listen to it right now. You know, and then I'm stuck on it for a couple weeks. But I mean, it's not the most popular pick to everyone, but to me, I feel like it is essential to my music listening, you know, agenda. Whenever I'm on the road driving around, I like my stuff. I got my Buckethead. I got my Guns N' Roses. I got my Foo Fighters. But these guys work their way in there pretty often, and I always appreciate them. But without further ado, and without burying the lead too much, the name of the band is The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The album is called Don't You Fake It. For those that do not know, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is an American rock band formed in Middleburg, Florida. The band's current members include Ronnie Winter, Joey Westwood, Josh Burke, Randy Winter, and John Espy. They have released 5 studio albums to date. Their genres are considered post-hardcore, emo, pop-punk, and alternative rock. The band is best known for their 2006 major label debut. And that's the word I want to focus on here, debut. This is their debut album that we're talking about today, Don't You Fake It. Its lead single, Face Down, became their biggest success. And songs like False Pretense and Your Guardian Angel were successful follow-up hits. Don't You Fake It is the band's only platinum-certified album, and all of its singles have also received awards from various institutions. Let's talk a little bit about the album. Don't You Fake It. The title is taken from a line in the opening track, In Fate's Hands. The album garnered mixed reviews from critics. Don't You Fake It debuted at number 25 on the Billboard 200 and spawned 3 singles like we were talking about earlier, Face Down, False Pretense, and Your Guardian Angel. So from the opening track, In Fate's Hands, you get a very early slap in the mouth, wake up call, perk yourself up, let's get ready to go, it's time to start listening. And let's just break down the track listing really quick. So like I said, right from the get-go, you're getting an incredible banger of a song called In Fate's Hands. It's also known as a song called Ass Shaker. So if that tells you anything right there, that's a great song to put on in the gym, working out, going for a walk, in a car ride, just something to kind of perk you up, get you in a great mood. That song is absolutely killer. The singing is phenomenal as well. Next up is a song called Waiting. Another banger of a poppy kind of rock emo song. Very good. False Pretense. Killer sing-along song. Just so much fun. Kind of gets your blood going. It's a very fast-paced album out the gate. Just kind of gets you going like that. Face Down. This is the gem of the album. This is the one that you hear first, or maybe if you're out somewhere and you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, that song. I remember that song. I love that song. I need to go listen to it and the album right now, which is kind of like that little note that triggers at the back of your brain, and that's kind of the core memory unlocked idea of this album, is that particular song, Face Down. It kind of makes me think of, like, if you think of Looney Tunes, for example, like you get like a hunk of cheese is in the cartoon, and you see the scent cloud roll off of it, go into a character's nose. That character lifts off the ground and follows itself back to the cheese. Well, this album is the cheese. And that scent of that song always brings me back to it, man. So Face Down is absolutely incredible. It's an incredible song, man. And it was everywhere at the time. It was a big, big, big hit for them, man. I kind of say that one is what could make them a one-hit wonder. But no, man, they have a bunch of other songs down the line. But that is the one they're mostly known for. Then you have a song like Misery Loves Its Company. That is like one of those kind of gives you that good, that kind of good chugging, kind of hardcore riff at the beginning of it. And then kind of mellows out and has a great, I mean, just everything that they write is catchy, sing along, awesome stuff. All right, here you go. Here's a nice song called Cat and Mouse. Slow it down a little bit. Kind of show you that softer side. A lot of great vocals going on in this one. All right, Damn Regret. This is a very poppy, punky, you know, kind of bang your fist, killer song, man. Another great song. Right down the rip, man. Right down the rip in a row. We're just getting song after song after song that I just killed. Atrophy. This song right here is one of the ones that I'm just going to want to like, let's go, man. Let's go. This is that freaking extra boost you need when you're winding down towards the end of the album. Absolutely solid song. 17 Ain't So Sweet. Another great song. Another one that's just kind of like, kind of shows you their mellow, kind of easy side. Then you got a song like Justify. Another, it has kind of like its hardcore kind of punk elements in there. Your Guardian Angel, absolutely beautiful. You got the piano going in there, the beautiful voice, the beautiful, you know, just all the pretty things going on. This is kind of like you're like, oh, hey, we can play to the heavy side. We can play to the soft side, and they do it. And then, you know, Deluxe Edition had a song called Disconnected, which there's a line in there where it says, don't hang up on me because I'm hung up on you. Great, great line, man. So that's a really great song as well. It's another one of those banger little poppy songs. And then the creme de la creme, the chef's kiss, if you will. My favorite song on the album. We have the perfect album opener within Fate's Hands. We have the absolute perfect album closer with a song called The Grim Goodbye. This song has everything. This song has your melodies. It has your riffs. It has your hooks. It has your screams. It has your hardcore heavy elements to it. This is a song right here that when I'm trying to explain to people why I love Red Jumpsuit Apparatus so much, it is a song like The Grim Goodbye. So that is the track listing rundown and just a little teeny tiny review from me of what each song is. And I put extra emphasis on the songs that I love more. Let's take a look at the ratings. So whenever you look at review scores and ratings, there's only a few out there. And this, I'm only assuming that this is critical response when the album first came out. So AllMusic has it rated at 2.5 stars. Alternative Addiction has it at 3.5 stars. IGN has it at a 6.6 out of 10. And Rock Louder has it at a 2. Very mediocre rankings. And I can only, I mean, this album has become like a cult classic, especially to me. But just to read some of their reviews, a writer for Alternative Addiction said, the band's overall musicianship is like a mouth-watering hybrid of the best traits associated with bands like Under Oath, Story of the Year, and the All-American Rejects. So that's not too bad. I mean, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus may lack innovation. I completely disagree with that, especially when you look at the way that they write their songs and the structure of their songs. All right, anyways. AllMusic praised the single Face Down as a highlight and commended both Cat and Mouse and Guardian Angel for breaking up the steadfast urgency throughout the album. So like I was saying earlier, you have that punk element, pop element, but then you get these few songs in there that kind of break up the monotony. But he felt the overall sound was too reminiscent of contemporaries like Jimmy Eat World and The Used. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know if I agree with Jimmy Eat World as heavy as a Red Jumpsuit Addis, but whatever. IGN's Chad Grisco said that there was more promise than substance of their debut, giving praise to Ronnie Winter's vocal performance and the tracks containing a powerful rock punch with hard crashing guitar riffs. Okay, so that's kind of the way I look at it, but I don't look at it as a bad thing. I don't see that as no substance. I don't know how they're getting that no substance out of this. Like I said, I can only assume that this meant what they thought of it back then, because stacked up against the competition at the time, it feels like this particular album, maybe this band, got buried a little bit. All right, but from start to finish, for me, in my opinion, this album carries emotion and tenacity at the same time. I mean, it's just, from start to finish, like I said, I broke down each track. I love each song. Maybe I'll skip one here and there because I'm not in a very mellow mood. But I love the album from start to finish. Red Jumpsuit, I guess, just got overshadowed by bands like Fall Out Boy, Paramore, My Chemical Romance, and just some more of those bands that I named from that list that I stated earlier. And in my opinion, they do not get the credit that they deserve as songwriters. I mean, if you just listen to what some of the reviews and critics were saying about them lacking substance and stuff, I could not disagree more. I was not big into the genre. I was not big into that emo pop punk kind of genre. I mean, there was a few Fall Out Boy songs that I got into. To me, Sum 41 was something I kind of, like, I was more into hardcore music. So Sum 41, Evergreen Terrace, those kind of bands were more up my alley. But this band, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, just stood out to me from all the other cookie cutter type bands of that time. They just seemed to be heavier. They seemed to be better. Their musicianship just seemed to be better to me. They were not as commercially lame as some of their counterparts, in my opinion. You know, I was just into hardcore music, and at the time, these guys felt like they fit in that mold, you know, with the riffs, the breakdowns, and the structure of their songs. I mean, especially on this particular album that we're putting spotlight on this week. I'm proud to say, you know, I've stuck to listening to them over the years. They've mellowed out quite a bit over the years, but they still put out bangers of songs, and I'm glad to see that they're still out there touring, too. As a matter of fact, I saw them when they came here to Charleston. They played at the Music Farm, and they're just as solid live as they are in the album. And they're great musicians. They put on a fun show. There's some elements of comedy in there, like whenever Ronnie's talking about the band being from Florida, from the middle of Florida, he talks about, you know, Mickey Mouse, Orlando, Disney World. He just kind of throws those elements in there, man, which is kind of funny. And speaking of Ronnie, he absolutely sings his heart out. The dude's a phenomenal lead singer. He's just awesome, man. He's awesome. He's fun to listen to. Some fun to sing along with. Those hooks, those catchy choruses, those screams, you can sing along with them. So much fun. And one thing I will never forget about the night that I went to see them. As good as the band was, as fun as the show was, my girlfriend at the time, who was going with me to see the show, in between songs. I can't remember if it was in between songs or at the end of the night. But we're standing there at a rock show, looking up at the stage. And I guess, like, instead of listening to the music like I was or paying attention to what the musicians were doing, I just hear this line randomly. Man, his hair is, like, straight and perfect. I wonder if his wife flat irons it for him. And I just busted out laughing. Like, that was just the most random thing to hear. Just absolutely hilarious thing to hear in the middle of a rock show. Like, we're here. We're up front. We're just hanging out. We're just watching the show. We're having a good time. And then she's sitting there talking about his hair being perfectly flat ironed. Just hilarious. Hilarious. Good time, man. You know what? I'm really glad that this band has kept kicking out music. They're still touring. They got, like, cruise things going on. They're always a part of festivals. And, you know, I'm just glad to see they're still doing it. I love listening to them randomly whenever they pop up in my brain. And just seeing what they're up to now. It's cool. It's awesome, man. It's cool whenever those bands, I wouldn't say I grew up with them, but they're a band that I adore. And I'm glad to see them still out there killing it, man. So some of my other favorite songs by them are songs like You Better Pray, I Know You're Right. They have this phenomenal cover of a song called Am I Wrong. Awesome. Killer. I love their version of it. Songs like Reap, Ignorance is Bliss, and Where Are the Heroes, just to name a few, are some of my favorite songs by them. But anyways, let me know what you guys think of the band. Let me know what you guys think of this album. What's your favorite song by them? What's your favorite song on the album? Or, hey, if you're just now hearing about them because of this show, because of me, you know, first of all, you're welcome. I'm glad I could introduce you to these guys. Go check it out. Go listen to the album right now. Report back. Tell me what you thought about it. What was your favorite song? All of those good things. Also, if you're a fan of the emo metal kind of pop punk genre, tell me some of your favorite bands. Maybe there's somebody I'm missing. Whenever I think the Red Jumpsuit stands out versus all those other pop punk bands, maybe I'm missing somebody, and you guys can kind of enlighten me on who to check out. I greatly appreciate that. That's one of the things on the show. I tell you guys about a band. You guys tell me about a band. It goes back and forth. We friends here. We're hanging out. We friends. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. That was a fun time. Wrapping up with the show, I wanted to add in some news, but there's not really any good news out there. I didn't see anything that was kind of like exciting, fun to talk about. I did see that there's a lot of festival and tour announcements. Papa Roach has an anniversary tour for their album Infest that they're going to be going on. That's pretty cool. Good for them. Avenged Sevenfold is teasing some surprises for their upcoming tour. It's always a good time. Surprises are good. We like surprises. Zach Wild, you know, from Black Label Society, is putting together a festival. That's going to be killer. No question, that's going to be awesome. If Zach Wild's included, it's going to be awesome. Rob Zombie has a massive party happening over the summer. He's going on tour with a bunch of really great people. I think I seen Alice Cooper was a part of it. So that should be cool. Keep an eye out for that. Personal favorite band of mine, He Is Legend, is joining the So What Music Festival, and they're going to be playing their album I Am Hollywood in its entirety. That is awesome. I wish that was close because I would be all over that. And then finally, the last tour announcement that I wanted to bring up was a band that's coming here. Two bands coming here, actually. I've always been a fan of both of them, and they're going to be together, so I feel like it's something I need to go see. But if anybody has seen either of these bands, please chime in. Let me know. Is it a good show? I assume it's a killer show because I think both of these bands are killer. But Queens of the Stone Age and Royal Blood are both coming here. Same time, same bill. Sounds awesome. I'm down for that. That sounds like a good time. They're coming to Charleston, and it's very tempting. It's very tempting. So stay tuned to see if I do go see that, which of course we're going to give you a review. But hey man, tours, announcements, spring's coming, summer's coming. There's going to be a lot of festivals, a lot of concerts to go to, and it's a great time of the year. Steel Panther's coming here. Just to name a few, man. There's awesome. And then there's offshoot bands that are coming to town. Like I think Beartooth is coming to Charleston. Some band called The Stews is coming here. And they're cool. So, but that was this week's show. That was Core Memory Unlocked talking about the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us. Share, rate, review, all of those fun, happy things. Help us, support us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network. It would be awesome! And we're going to wrap up the show playing a live version of Face Down. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Crank it up because the song is killer. It's awesome. What else can you say, man? You know, put your face down, put your face up, put your face down. Just rock off, rock, rock, rock. Just rock it, man. Turn it up, face down. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Stay metal. that's the show for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network, where you can check out phenomenal shows like Haunters Podcast, The Review of Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Core Memory Unlocked. We greatly appreciate you. And until next time, stay metal.